All right, speaking with John Deere Classic Tournament Director Clear Peterson, I guess first up, your reaction today to the modified schedule that the PGA Tour announced?
Well, we're very happy that we remain on the schedule. We've been talking to the tour. They've been talking to us weekly since the first modification after the Players' Championship. And to see that we're going to keep our same date is great. We had been told to prepare for three different scenarios. One would be a traditional event, one would be a canceled event, and one would be an event with no fans. So it looks as if at least one of those scenarios, the canceled event, is off the table. We'll just have to see what the world looks like here in the next couple months. And the first four events coming back don't have fans. Whether or not that's going to be what happens here, I guess we'll see. But right now we're still on the schedule, and we're happy about that.
And I know there's a lot that can happen between now and July when we look back with everything that's happened between March and today. But to get the date on the calendar is a big deal, isn't it?
It is. There were a number of events, as we all know who follow golf, that got canceled, you know, and you only get one chance, 1 week during the year to, you know, have your event presented, and to plan for a whole year and not be able to do that has got to be very disappointing for everyone in those communities and title sponsors and the charities that benefit from it. So we're still on the schedule, and one way or the other, we're still going to have our Birdies for Charity program. We've already communicated with our organizations, and we do have the ability to deliver money to charity with or without the athletic event, believe it or not. But knowing that we're going to have the tournament and have birdies recorded and have people donating based on that is certainly a positive and something we can bank on.
Well, let's fast forward and go to that week of July, and let's say it does indeed happen that this is the first PGA Tour event that happens after the COVID-19 pandemic where fans are in attendance at a sporting event. What do you think that would mean?
Well, I think there's a lot of unknowns and variables in that scenario. It would be a relief, I think, for a lot of people to have a sense of normalcy, something to look forward to, a sporting event to share with friends, and you know, a large crowd cheering for their favorite players. What we don't know, obviously, is what the medical situation is going to be at that point. That's first and foremost. We're trying to make sure that everyone is safe. Second is probably the psychological after effects of this social distancing and how comfortable people are resuming those types of activities and being in those kinds of situations. So hard to predict. At some point, we are going to get back to some sense of normal. If our week is kind of the start of that, we'll certainly celebrate that. But it's all about being safe, and there are a lot of things that are going to happen, a lot of decisions that are going to be made over the next 2 months that will affect that week of July 6th through the 12th, for sure.
And then I'm just curious, as we speak with Claire Peterson with the John Deere Classic, the moving parts in all of this that have been occurring since, you know, early to mid-March, and even the moving parts after this, you know, you factor in the PGA Tour, you factor in the state government in Illinois, you know, the local government in Illinois with health departments, and then the federal government being involved in all of this. I don't know, is there any fair way that you can kind of assess this situation from your perspective, having to deal with that equation, I guess you would call it? Got to be interesting, man.
I would just reiterate that there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of things that are going to happen, because we've just seen a lot of different things happen over the last month. So that's not going to change. We're just in a business where we have to accept, first of all, that all of this is being done with the public safety in mind, and adapt and react and present the event in the best way we can and the safest way we can when our time comes up on the schedule. The good news, I guess, in that is that, you know, we still got 80 days before our tournament. We all know that this thing has changed a lot from day to day and week to week, and it probably will change again over the next couple months. So we hope that things get safer, events and businesses start opening up, by the time our week comes around, we'll all be able to enjoy it outdoors in a way that is safe and something we can celebrate.
Yeah, let's hope it all works out, man. July 6th, that'd be great, the week of the John Deere Classic. Claire Peterson is the John Deere Classic Tournament Director. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Jim.
You're listening to WRMJ.